This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here again today, this week, with Anthony Fiola, our guest. And Anthony's the Director of Adult Discipleship at Christ the King Parish here in Ann Arbor, just right next door to us. And I've had a privilege over the years to come to know Anthony and be on mission with him. He's been participating in some of our work in Renewal Ministries and has made an excellent contribution to that work. And we've decided just to talk this week about what it means to be a disciple of the Lord. That's a word that's all over the place in the Bible and all over the place in the language of the church. But I think for many people, they don't exactly know what it means to be a disciple. But at the ground of it, and where we started, was really becoming a disciple follows upon each of us coming into a living, vital relationship with the Holy Spirit, who, as Anthony summarized it so well yesterday, who reveals the Son to us and the Son who reveals the Father to us. And we come into the family of God and we start living a new way of life. So welcome back, Anthony.
Thank you.
I hope I summarized that okay, sort of like we were talking about, right?
Sounds good.
Okay, very good. So you spoke beautifully yesterday about a life in the Holy Spirit. And friends, if you didn't have a chance to listen to it, go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to the programs there at your leisure. Also on Ave Maria Radio, you can catch us and the podcast. So anyway, as we spoke about the role of the life of the Holy Spirit, I think sometimes people would say, well, I don't know if I have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. I don't know what it means. And there's real indicators, concrete indicators about whether we're growing in the Spirit together, you know, with the Lord, in the Lord's plan for us. So you want to talk about that a little bit today? I think that might be helpful.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because everything we talked about yesterday, all the scriptures, the things from the catechism, they're not there just for us to read. You know, they can become a living reality in our lives through the Holy Spirit, and that's what they're meant to do. Yeah. And I guess I can go back to, you know, as I was growing in this life in the Spirit, because it is a little by little over time thing, just like any other relationship, you have to prioritize it. So that, to me, is always the first question. Am I prioritizing life with the Holy Spirit? What does that mean? Number one, am I talking to Him? And am I just asking Him to help me? Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, lead me today. Ask Him about anything. Holy Spirit, what's the priority of God today?
What do I do if He doesn't talk back?
You just keep on talking.
Okay,
you keep on listening, keep on seeking.
Yeah,
ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. And you will go through times where instantly in the depths of your heart or just a clear thought in your mind, you hear the still small voice of the Spirit. There's other times you might have to just keep seeking longer and pressing in.
And waiting on the Lord.
And waiting on the Lord.
Part of maturing, yeah.
And I think this is the Lord drawing us into that loving relationship. Am I going to just keep seeking because I just love Him, because I want to?
Yeah.
And I know He's going to speak to me if I keep on seeking.
I was just thinking as you're talking about that the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible.
Yeah.
And it's almost like the Bible is the starting point for the conversation.
I agree.
And an ongoing, ongoing, right?
For sure. So the Holy Spirit inspired the scriptures. So one very simple way to hear the voice of the Spirit is read the Bible. Read it every day. Not the whole Bible, obviously, every day, but get on a Bible reading plan or read the daily mass readings. If you like Liturgy of the Hours, that's scripture. Just start to immerse yourself in the language of the Holy Spirit. For me, as I began to grow in my walk with the Spirit, I would go through times of prayer where I would sense the Lord maybe nudging my heart. Something just kept coming up in my heart and my mind. I didn't really know what to do with it. And then in the reading of Scripture, I would find something similar. And to me, that was an indicator. Okay, what's going on in my heart right now is lining up with the Word of God. But you won't know that if you don't prioritize the reading of Scripture or even listening. You know, nowadays you can hear Scripture all day long if you want to pull out an app like the Father Mike Schmidt's The Bible in a Year, something where you're just constantly immersing yourself in the language of sacred scripture. When I lived overseas back in Sweden, in our international class, we had people from all over the world. 60 different nations were there. But I had some good friends. One was English, one was German. Obviously, I was from America. My two friends had children. And when they all came, they all only spoke their language, the kids. By the end of the year, the kids spoke English, German, and Swedish.
Oh, wow. What a great experience.
Because they were immersed in a language, right? So they learned it. And it's the same with us in the life in the Spirit. And that would be a question that I would challenge every listener to ask themselves, honestly, not out of condemnation, not out of a Pharisaical attitude. How often are you prioritizing the reading and listening of sacred scripture? Because it is, if not the biggest key, a huge key to learning life in the Spirit. Because when you just begin to sift it through the Word of God.
Yeah.
And like when I started to feel the draw to mission and telling other people about Jesus, I'd never done that in my life. I'd never shared the gospel with another person. I was very shy, very timid. It intimidated me. But as I was praying through this and again wrestling with the Lord, crying out to him, just open up doors for me, Lord, open up doors for me, Lord. I came across these scriptures in Matthew 28 about going into all the nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Mark 16, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned, and these signs will follow those who believe.
Yeah.
And I remember reading that and it just connecting with what was going on in my heart and realizing, oh, this is the calling of God for my life. This is what the Spirit of God wants me to do. And it's when I began to evangelize. And yep, I was intimidated. It wasn't easy. But as soon as I crossed that line of obedience and said yes to the Lordship of Jesus in that area of evangelization, I began to see the power of God move in my life. And I began to grow in life in the Spirit as I obeyed, as I went. And that's where, little by little, these gifts of the Holy Spirit would begin to manifest in my life. Words of knowledge, things like this. But there was also a deep work of holiness going on in me as I said yes to the Lord. Because when I said yes to him, there was something in me that had to die.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of man, insecurities. You know, I'm not, you know, the Gideon complex. I'm not.
Yeah.
Why me, Lord? I'm not. Yeah. Equipped for this. But the Lord's like, no, you're a mighty man of valor.
And who, me?
Yeah. But I noticed the work of holiness. It also drove me to prayer when I stepped out to obey the Lord. I had to cry out to the Lord for help all the time. So all of that began to work, but it really was birthed out of a life of prioritizing sacred scripture.
Yeah.
And inviting the Holy Spirit as I'm reading it.
Yeah. And the, you know, the words you often hear, you know, ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ. One of the saints mentioned that.
Yep.
And there's so much truth to that, because it really is the conversation, like the starting point of the conversation, ongoing conversation with the Lord. And so you can't go deeper as a disciple without going deeper into the Word of God, and because you're learning Christ.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is teaching you what Jesus said, who he is, and Jesus is revealing the Father to us, and all of that is a deep part of the journey that happens, and it changes us over time. And, you know, then things like Jesus said, you know, basically Jesus said, I love to do the will of my Father. It's my food. Jesus said, it is my food. It is the life-giving source for me to do the will of my Father. Well, that definitely is not the starting point for most human beings. You know what I mean? To obey someone else, or, oh my gosh, you know, live the commandments, what a buzzkill, you know, or whatever. It's we don't have a hunger and a thirst in our fallen nature for obedience to anybody, you know, and obedience to God.
Yeah.
And so this is how the Holy Spirit, through teaching us who Jesus is, teaching us the Word of God, yielding ourselves in obedience to the Word of God over time, that transforms us. And then we begin to, over time, lo and behold, we start loving what the Lord loves.
Yep.
And those are signs that we're changing.
Yeah, and that is the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, thinking of the Catechism says, all of Scripture speaks one word with a capital W, the Word.
Yeah.
Who became flesh, Jesus. This is what all of Scripture is about. And all of Scripture is inspired by the Spirit. So as we're immersing ourselves in the Word of God through daily discipline, reading of it, praying over it, meditating on it, memorizing it, praying it, whatever, we're really growing in relationship with Jesus in a much deeper way. And I have found that as I read Scripture, I know many of our listeners will have had this same experience. You can read the same Scripture hundreds of times, and then you read it again, and the Holy Spirit highlights something
absolutely
there.
Absolutely true.
Yeah. And it penetrates a part of your heart where Jesus is saying, okay, can I be Lord there too? And in that moment, you have the opportunity to say yes. And if you do, you'll grow in freedom. You'll grow in holiness. You'll grow in sanctification. That work of the Spirit will continue. And the result is we become more conformed to Jesus in our heart, in our mind, in our actions. We do want, like you were saying, we desire what he wants.
Yeah.
And we begin to receive this grace to pray for that.
Yeah.
Lord, I just want what you want, when you want it, how you want it. Give me the grace to live this out now.
Yeah. And it's part of the reason why, I mean, the Lord is such a good shepherd. You gave a wonderful description there. Over time now, here's an area where the Word begins to penetrate. You know, so we have to walk as a disciple is to say yes to Jesus in everything, which is not easy to do in the sense because we're addicted to our own will. We have idols in our life. We have fears that we can't live without certain things in our life. And so here's an example. At some point, you know, you've begun to follow the Lord, and the Lord says to you, you know, I want you to pay attention to something. I want you to let go of contraception in your marriage or something like that. Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You know what I mean? And
you're going to be Lord over that area too.
Right, right. And so these areas, I want to control that whole area so it goes the way I want it to go, you know? Or the Lord says to you, I want you to be more free with giving from your financial resources. I want you to give more. And those are idols like, wait a minute, I'm giving more than I know most people give. I'm not giving anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. And the Lord leads us to say, what is it? What are your first loves? What are your idols? What are the things that are enslaving you that you can't live in the full freedom of what I want to bring you into? And it's all for your good, but it feels like, how can it be for my good, Lord? I don't want to give up these. And we secure though. We do everything we can to secure them. And we don't want to get into that conversation with the Lord, you know, and have to surrender it because it's another moment of trust and obedience. But wow, look at the time is flying. Anthony, what a blessing that you're here again with us today, but we got two more days together, so let's go deep into this stuff, friends. And we really are speaking from just our own experience as well as the teaching of the church in Scripture that the place of life is in total surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Spirit as a child of God. Let's help each other get there. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.